This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, this is too rich, Roger.
Yes. Too rich?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Were we not told, I mean, for years, that it was completely normal in a democracy for one guy to be politically persecuting his opponent, Donald Trump, for Joe Biden to be prosecuting Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Totally normal.
Impeach him, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, not impeachment. I mean criminally.
Oh, you mean, yeah, he's still facing, of course, you know, no matter what happens, he's still facing trial. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay, just matter of fact, did you know, a lot of people don't realize this. You know, the left is reporting erroneously, I checked it on Grok, that Trump's doubled his net worth. No. Trump's net worth was around $500 million cash, right? There's still properties.
Yeah.
Do you realize he owes every single penny of that to the state of New York? He's broke, functionally.
Yeah. Even
people
even
don't know that.
Even if CBS drops the ball again.
Yeah, no, the $16 million from the libel lawsuit with George Stephanopoulos helped. Well, and it appears he libeled Trump again at the beginning of this week, so that'll help. I'm thinking, what, another 15, 16 million bucks?
Yes.
Just they're flat out
that,
lies.
They're putting that in the presidential library to come anyway. Trump gets not one penny of that.
I know. It's a shame.
Yeah.
Because people don't realize this. All these appeals are still ongoing. He is paying a interest penalty / fine every single day.
Wow. Yeah.
Of around $113,000
to $130,000.
Yes. To the post-American territory of New York. He's broke. So when you see Trump doing all of these things that you see him doing to make money, people say, oh, no, that's crap. I'm fine with it. I don't care. Go ahead and make money any way you can. Use the presidency. I don't give a damn. This is where I am.
Yeah, it's
because
a survival level.
It is.
Sure.
And he doesn't know if he's going to win or lose these appeals. These are post-American territories. There's no recognizably American judicial system there.
Yep.
I'm not joking. I'm serious.
I understand that. Every federal district is theoretically a fiefdom unto itself.
Well, it is. It's not. There's no precedent there. Laws have been broken. They ignore it in order to prosecute Trump, you know, like statutes of limitations and, you know, judges' families can't be making tens of millions of dollars off of, you know, from the Democrat Party being paid directly by Kamala Harris's and Joe Biden's campaigns and then Adam Schiff's. But they are, and it just breaks the law and they just ignore it, pretend it's not going on. I mean, like, and so he still owes them. He's into it for $500 million just in the state of New York. You got to understand that, right?
Wow.
But we were told by the New York Times, we were told by all of these people, no one, say it with me, is above the law. And so it is totally normal for Joe Biden's campaign to be paying tens of millions of dollars to the judge's daughter who's prosecuting Trump.
Absolutely.
That's normal. There's nothing untoward about that. We would expect to see it in a democracy. There's nothing strange whatsoever about the FBI illegally tampering with evidence in, say, the classified documents case.
Yes.
Roger.
Yes.
Lying to the court about it under oath in writing. We call that perjury for everyone else. It's a felony. And then admitting in writing to the judge, okay, we perjured ourselves. Please don't hold it against us. We did change the order of the classified documents in the Trump case, which Roger then says, okay, wait, you changed the order. You changed the timeline. You changed the timeline means these documents were moved out when Trump was still president. Totally legal. You lied to the judge about it.
Yeah, we call that evidence tampering back in the old days. Yeah,
sure. But all of that is totally normal, you understand, because no one is above the law. So I would think that today from the New York Times with Comey and Brennan under investigation for perjuring themselves again, there's so many instances of it before Congress, I've lost count. I would think the New York Times would have a headline something along the lines of no one is above the law, right? I mean, it's totally normal to go after your political opponents. That is normal. If they committed legitimate crimes, right? You should do it. In fact, you are duty-bound to do it.
That's all a matter of context. Read the cast of characters.
Headline in the slimes. Administration takes steps to target two officials who investigated Trump. How is it targeting? I thought no one was above the law. I mean, if Brennan and Comey broke the law, we would want to know, right?
Certainly in a person of his position, yes.
It is unclear, they write, whether the moves will lead to charges, but they're under criminal investigation. They've been referred by the CIA directed to the DOJ for investigation. But they suggest President Trump's appointees intend to follow through on his campaign to extract retribution against his perceived enemies. Isn't that what Biden did? I thought it was what Biden did.
Yes, and to a certain extent, because of the things, as you point out, still lingering through the federal system, is still doing.
Yeah. I remember Biden, who did not have the ability to declassify, took whole boxes of classified stuff home.
In the garage.
In a garage. And the same DOJ was like, he's old and everybody likes him. No jury would ever convict him. So we're not going to pursue that. And that was normal. That was all very normal, we were told.
Yeah.
Well, Trump yesterday was asked about Comey and Brennan being investigated. It really is something historically to watch this. I mean, to watch the criminal referral of the heads of the CIA and FBI. I mean, you just don't see that every day. Here's Trump.
Hey, President Trump, James Comey and John Brennan, now under criminal investigation related to the Trump-Russia probe. Do you want to see these two guys behind bars?
Well, I know nothing about it other than what I read today, but I will tell you, I think they're very dishonest people. I think they're crooked as hell. And maybe they have to pay a price for that. I believe they are truly bad people and dishonest people. So whatever happens, happens.
There you go.
Yeah, fine with me. That's the standard. It's where we are.
And, of course, the media support for Comey particularly, jumping up and down over the news that he was tailed by the Secret Service in the days following his posting online of the 8647 item, the seashells episode by the seashore.
I would expect no less, right? I mean, you're telling people to 8647. We all know what it means.
It was what we would call a thinly veiled threat in the old days. Yes.
Yeah. Again, the investigation into Comey and Brennan is not just about, hey, this is retribution. It's not any of that.
No.
Ned Ryun really beautifully broke it down on Fox News, what it's actually about. You don't get to lie to Congress. You don't get to tell Congress, no, we know the Steele dossier is fake. We know Hillary paid for it, but it's totally not the basis of our Russia collusion hoax investigation. We didn't go to the FISA court and say, hey, let us spy on Trump and everyone around him based on the Steele dossier. We wouldn't do that. Well, it's exactly what they did. It's called perjury. Ask Roger Stone. He was convicted of it. He's an associate of Trump's. Ask him what that standard is and what it should be like. Here's Ned Ryan.
There's going to be people on the left and the corporate propagandists who are going to start screaming, this is political revenge. This is about settling political scores. That has nothing to do with any of that. This actually has to do with restoring the rule of law and the equal application of the law. You know, John Brennan, of his own, of everything that we're seeing now, went out of his way to include the fake Steele dossier, which he knew was fake, in that 2017 ICA to legitimize that document so it could be justifiably used to target the duly elected president of the United States, Donald Trump. And then James Comey and Andrew McCabe and James Baker, who was the general counsel of the FBI, knowingly used the fake Steele dossier, not once, not twice, four times, to secure those FISA warrants to backdoor spying on Donald Trump. This is a gross and egregious abuse of power and of trust, and I would consider highly illegal acts. And so for me, Laura, this isn't just about the present. In many ways, this is about who are we going to be 20 years from now? The American people have lost a lot of confidence in our institutions, and the way that we restore trust is to actually have consequences for the wrongdoing that has been, I think, pretty obvious over the last 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, after the JFK assassination, Jason, you know, people lost faith in institutions, Vietnam War, people lost faith in institutions.
Yeah, that's what this is about. Nobody trusts these
institutions. That was a powerful argument, but I do have to say the flaw in the eyes of the detractors of the administration in all of his assertions is simply in the phrase equal application of the law. That it's, they don't like that, and that's not supposed to happen.
Oh, it's not the goal, right? It's a dual justice system is the goal.
That's his mistake, believing in the equal application of the law.
Well, we got to get him used to equal application of the law again. It's been a long time. We need to bring it back.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's become clear in recent weeks and months that China is, in fact, trying to kill us and destroy our entire agricultural base, among other things. We caught not one, but three Chinese agents sneaking bioweapons in here, one of which collapses your liver, destroys crops, and pretty much ends you reproductively if it doesn't kill you. It's a weaponized form of blight. And the other one was bringing in a weaponized roundworm, because we got to kill off the meat part of the agricultural industry too. Kind of embarrassing, seeing as we were in the middle of negotiations with China at the time, and Trump had said just a week before that he was done with the 500,000 Chinese students coming in here every year. Done, finished, put it on True Social. No more visas for them. But it was humiliating. I had to go back on that. China won that round in the most humiliating way. Literally in the middle of the negotiations, we find out about the bioweapon, one of those two bioweapons I just mentioned. Why would Trump capitulate to China? He had no choice. Because China had said, well, we're going to cut off your supply of rare earth minerals. And looks like those your auto industry there will have to stop producing by about July. Good luck. You see, they control the world's rare earth minerals. Part of that's because Biden took the two mines we had and closed them for the next 20 years. That's what his Chinese overseers paid him and, well, really Hunter to do, honestly. We're in a world of hurt. China said, okay, hey, guess what? Let our spies back in. Let us resume trying to kill you. You're going to have to watch every one of them as they come and go from the People's Republic of China. You're going to have to watch every single damn one of them. You won't catch all our bioweapons. But hey, if you let them have the visas, the 500,000, we in turn will give your top three auto producers enough rare earth minerals to keep functioning. Trump had to capitulate, risking death in America to do it. This is the position the environmental lunatics have put us in. Why? We don't have rare earth minerals mines. We used to lead the world in rare earth minerals mining and production. Did you know that? And then the Enviro wackos, the Democrats, said, oh, wow, that's an American innovation there. Let's shut that down. And they did. They shut it down. Well, a miracle has just occurred, folks. Yesterday, the first rare earth minerals mine in 70 idiotic years opened in America, the Ramco Brook Mine in Wyoming. It's got 1.7 million tons of rare earth oxides, critical for advanced technologies. We're not going to have AI. We're not going to stay on top in tech. We're not even going to have the weaponry we need to defeat China if we don't have this, which is why Joe Biden was shutting it down. I mean, they were on the Chinese payroll. Do you know when the application for this mine was filed? 2014. That is how stupid we are. 2014. Well, how did it open yesterday? Trump did the most glorious and amazing thing. And I want you to understand it so you can just revel in it. In the good news here. If you follow me for a long time, especially if you listen to my Battleground America podcast, you know my terror over what was coming. New York Times had laid it out. They had planned in the second Biden administration to declare an energy emergency. That would allow them to use the Lever Act, which has been on the books since World War I, to seize the means of production and delivery of energy. It's total control. Communists always do it. Authoritarians always do it when they take over a country. Did it in Venezuela, did it in USSR, did it in Ukraine, did it in Cuba. It allows them total control. It's why from the sky, Venezuela on satellites is dark. Seize control of the energy, decide who gets to have lights, you rule. They were well on their way there. All they needed was the energy emergency declaration. Do you know what Donald Trump did on January 20th when he was sworn in? Right after he was sworn in. Didn't even wait till day two. This is going to make you laugh. He declared an energy emergency. I guess he got the idea from Chairman Ho. Joe Biden is what we call it. Our first truly Chinese president when he was awake and not drooling. He declared an energy emergency. And do you know what that allowed Donald Trump to do? Sweep aside all of those regulations because it's an emergency. And you know, there's a part of the National Environmental Policy Act that allows you to do just that. So we did. And yesterday, that mine that had waited for since 2014 to get a permit, got one and open. But there's something even better. When Barack Obama took office, 40% of our energy supply was coal. His goal was to eliminate 100% by 2030. They got close. In 2023, coal accounted for 11% of total U.S. energy production. As we shut down these mines, as we shut down natural gas facilities, we barrel toward blackouts. The Trump and you can't have manufacturing. It's going to have to go to China. See how this works. So we haven't opened a mine, folks. A coal mine in the United States of America since 1999. Guess what else is on the Ramco Brook Mine property? A coal mine. We just opened a coal mine. Now, in India and China, that ain't no big deal. They do it almost every day. They either open a mine somewhere in the world, if you're China, or a processing facility in China because they're preparing to kick our rear ends in manufacturing and AI. And they will. They will. With Democrats helping him. That's why they bought the first ever American president, Chairman Ho, and his son Ho too, who apparently was basically running the White House with his wife, Jill, with his stepmom, Jill, excuse me, Chairman Ho's wife. So yesterday, We saw the opening of a coal mine and a rare earth minerals mine. We are back in business. And Trump did it by declaring an energy emergency, exactly what the Democrats had planned to do to seize means of production and grind it down. So we are making progress. We're doing incredible things. Even better, critical minerals permitting has now been put on the fast track to streamline permitting for mines like Ramaco's down to just a few months. Folks, if we lose the rare earth minerals race, we lose it, and we lose the energy race as the Democrats had intended, China will be the author of the world's AI. And whoever authors the world's AI is going to be able to control the way the world thinks, the ideology of it, the way businesses move, who survives and who doesn't. And it would also mean, folks, if we want to defend ourselves with high tech, like we just saw in Iran, the bunker busters, all of that, the planes, the satellites, the image, we need rare earth for all of that, we'd have to ask China's permission for it. Well, you just saw what China just did. You just saw what China just did. They said, hey, let our 500,000 killer spies into your country, or your auto industry gets it in the knees. We'll just cut them all off from rare earth minerals, forcing Trump to his knees to capitulate to the people trying to kill us. No more. No more. Folks, we can win. I'm telling you, we can win. This is like a miracle. You know how many years I've been talking about this? Who just wants us to see a coal mine open to have hope? That's great. Can't wait for the next one. Even more good financial news, folks. You got to understand something, okay? If you ask the average American, just go to the grocery store, ask them, hey, you know, like, what's the top growth industry in America? Like, what's the thing that's growing? Where's the future? They'd probably say, well, tech. Or I mean, what was it during the last Trump administration? Every single quarter, I did this. I pulled the Labor Bureau statistics. Like, what is the fastest growing part of the American economy? And it is, of course, the one Democrats are most determined to destroy, because they want to destroy economic growth. That's why they made a beeline for it. It's not tech. You'd think it would be, but it's not. It's minerals and mining. What is that? It's coal and natural gas. Coal, natural gas, oil, all of that. Every single quarter of the last Trump administration, bar none, was the biggest percentage part of the economy. It was also the fastest growing. And some of that bled over into the Biden administration because they couldn't stop. They tried. They tried to stop it. They tried to pull the permits. They couldn't do it. They tried. They lost in court. And so for parts of the Biden administration, you still saw this massive growth in the natural gas. It had absolutely nothing to do with Biden. It was Trump. Do you remember in the first Trump administration? I got to set this up because it's so cool. Trump's sitting there at NATO. And of course, they're treating him as an idiotic mental defective when he warns them, hey, this whole plan of yours to just like to Germany just keep buying natural gas from Russia, it's maybe not a really good idea.
But Germany is totally controlled by Russia, because they were getting from 60 to 70% of their energy from Russia and a new pipeline. And you tell me if that's appropriate, because I think it's not. And I think it's a very bad thing for NATO, and I don't think it should have happened, because they were getting from 60 to 70% of their energy from Russia and a new pipeline. And you tell me if that's appropriate, because I think it's not. And I think it's...
Yesterday, America became the largest supplier of liquid natural gas to Germany. That's jobs, folks. That's security. That's jobs that can't be exported. And that is why Trump is making a beeline for energy. It is the growth sector of America, bar none. I mean, to open the first coal mine, folks, you know when the last coal mine opened in America? 1999. You want to know when China opened the last coal mine? I just looked it up. It was a week and a half ago. China or India open a coal mine or a coal processing facility somewhere in the world every day, pretty close to, just about. Or a coal shipping terminal, something with coal. We can burn it cold. We can burn it much cleaner than they can. and we've got to have it. Barack Obama, coal was 40% of our energy mix when he took office. It is 11% today. That is a disaster. We can't, folks, we cannot manufacture without this. We have no future. Well, yesterday we became the largest liquid natural gas exporter to Germany for the first time. America, United States of America, not Russia, us. This is how you fight Russia, not with stupid guns and missiles that might cause World War III. This is how you do it. You crush the Russian economy. Or then come to the table and behave like adults. How did Trump do this? His administration pushed European countries, including Germany, to import U.S. liquid natural gas to diversify away from Russian gas. Then Chairman Ho won, and that effort stopped. Well, in his second term, which just started, first day in office, Trump signs executive order to resume processing liquid natural gas export permit applications, reversing the Biden administration's pause. And remember when Mike Johnson went to the White House, this is to Biden, like, hey, dude, you know that you paused liquid natural gas permits, right? Like, you know how devastating that is for the Gulf of then Mexico, for America, for all, like, you know, you did that. And Joe Biden said, no, I didn't do that. And he said, in Mike Johnson, speaker says, let's go out to your secretary. He'll print off your executive order. There's a signature on it. Let's read it together. And Biden didn't want to do that. He didn't know he'd done it. The Trump administration just streamlined regulatory processes to expedite liquid natural gas export terminal approvals. Bam, bam, bam. Terminals approved. Out the door, the liquid natural gas goes. We are now the number one supplier of Germany. That's jobs, 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 jobs. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum. And Trump have established the National Energy Dominance Council, eliminating delays in energy infrastructure permitting, and it's moving fast, 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 fast. Democrats can't do a damn thing about it right now. And that's beautiful. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Anybody know how we got here? There's an amazing, I got to do a Battleground America podcast on this. There was an amazing hearing in the Senate 2 weeks ago. And what they found was China is sponsoring a lot of these global warming climate change studies at universities. And they're also paying for the liberal environmental groups that then take those studies into court and use them to shut down energy production, to bankrupt our energy companies. And it's killing us. It's just another way in which China and the Democrats are making war on America and trying to gut the production of energy here. And Ted Cruz laid it out beautifully. Take a listen.
We're witnessing right now a systematic campaign against American energy. There is a coordinated assault by the radical left, backed and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party, to seize control of our courts, to weaponize litigation against U.S. energy producers, all in order to undermine American energy dominance. At stake is a lot more than an industry. Our energy sector is the engine of American prosperity, the lifeblood of our industrial power, our national security, and our geopolitical leverage. If American energy is—
How are they doing? This is the conversation we need to begin to have. People need to go to prison for this. We need to cut this Chinese money out.
And I would note that both of my Democrat colleagues in their remarks had not a word to say about communist China funneling millions of dollars to pay for these lawsuits. Miraculously, that was absent from their remarks, nor—
I think we referred to it by using the phrase conspiracy theory.
You did say you don't worry about conspiracy theories, but what is most certainly not a conspiracy theory is that the agenda of the Chinese Communist Party and the agenda of Senate Democrats are identical. Both China and the Democrats want to bankrupt the American energy industry. Both China and the Democrats want to destroy jobs in America. And both China and the Democrats want to increase the price you pay for electricity every month. And they want to increase the price you pay—
Amen.
—for putting gas in your—
Texture writes, hey, Tira, coal is old technology. We need to be focused on building nuclear power plants. Oh, no, we need to do both. China is. You ever read about that? China burns more coal. In fact, the world is burning more coal than ever have before. It's mostly China and India. But that's not enough. It's not enough to beat us. Not enough to do cheap manufacturing. Understand this. They're doing coal and nuclear energy in China. They're opening nuke plants, too. We got to do both or we're going to get steamrolled. We got to keep the Democrats out of office long enough to be allowed to win. And if we win, it's going to be glorious. It's going to be a renaissance in America. And it hangs on a razor's edge. You could go either way, folks. Either way. If it goes the right way, really? I mean, Trump's not wrong. It could be a golden age in America. Well, the FBI is hunting Antifa this morning, seeking a military vet suspected in the ICE ambush at the Texas detention facility. Benjamin Haniel Song of Dallas, said to be a naturalized U.S. citizen. He's also a Marine. I guess now it was a Marine, former U.S. Marine Corps reservist, accused of firing two AR-15-style rifles at two correctional officers. Further evidence this morning, by the way, that Donald Trump is cleaning up Barack Obama's mess. The husband of another one of the Democrat Antifa terrorist lunatics, DACA recipient. DACA recipient. Came into the country illegally in 2001. And received his green card under the regime of Chairman Ho, 2024. Repaid this wonderful country by trying to kill ICE officers. Folks, can you see the pattern from Moron Mancami to this guy? I mean, look at two of these people. You've got a naturalized citizen, Benjamin Haniel Song. You've got the husband of one of these Antifa lunatics. He is a DACA. Democrats have gotten it down to a science, importing people who hate America because there are not enough Americans who hate America to vote them into permanent power. And that is exactly what they are doing. And folks, do you realize as of, this is incredible, as of this morning, everybody knows Antifa's Democrats. Antifa's always marching with the Democrats, constant. Do you realize not a single member of the Democrat leadership has condemned the Alvarado attack? Do you realize that? Instead, Hakeem Jeffries, the leader of the Democrats in Congress, has doubled down on the need for blood and getting shot. I'll play the clip coming up. It's an incredible time in America. Even Chris Cuomo on his show, I mean, he's a Democrat, right? Former CNN, admits we have never seen anything like this in America before. He says he doesn't know what's going on with the party that he loves. Or loved? Past tense. We'll have all that more in the next hour coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.